Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. We gotta get that music to go down behind me back there. Turn that down. Hello, folks. Thank you, and welcome to Saturate. It's good to have you today. Just wanted to throw this in there that tell you, you know, if you're going through something today, don't feel alone. You're not alone. Now, Satan wants to do his very best to get you sectioned off somewhere and try to devour you. But, you know, the best thing you can do is make sure that you belong to a group of believers. And that's hopefully at a gospel preaching church, where you can have people that will hold you up, lift you up, and pray for you. And don't ever discount, ever, when somebody says, I've been praying for you. That's the most powerful thing, and it really is. If you could rightly covet anything, you should covet the prayers of other people. And you do the same for them, because the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You might say, yeah, but, you know, and there's that righteousness stuff. Folks, if you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, he made you right, so that's covered. Now just get in there and pray for people, and it'll work. All right, God bless you. Hey, look, we want to talk today about a very familiar, if you've been in church at any length of time, you've probably heard this preached from the pulpit at some point or another. The story of the prodigal son is in Luke chapter 15. It's the third parable down. You're like, go to the first house and take a right. It's the third parable down in Luke 15. Why don't you get your Bible and read that while this song is playing? Read it. It doesn't take very long. Read it while this song's playing, and let's talk about it. This song says, come on, let's give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, we're just going to have to fade this one out. Man, you get to praising the Lord like that, it's hard to stop. My goodness, that thing blesses my socks off. He's country, ain't he? Well, I hope you had a chance to read Luke chapter 15, verse 11. It said the man had two sons, and the younger one said to his father, "Give me the share of my estate that's coming to me." So he did. And I need to paraphrase here just because of the time constraint we have. The boy went off to a foreign country, got to doing some riotous living, blew all his money, and then as things usually happen, another problem came along that was out of his control, and that was there was a famine came up in the land. So he gave himself over, he hired himself out to a person in that land so he could do some work, maybe make some money. And there he was. He didn't realize what the job was, I don't think, but he ended up in the pig pen. Actually, he ended up in the pig field, feeding the pigs these carob pods. And he got to the point where he was about to starve. And he got out there and he got to thinking to himself, "Man, my daddy's got servants in his house that eat better than this. Good gracious. They have bread enough to have some left over. I need to get back to the house and get me something to eat." So he got up and he rehearsed this little saying that he was going to tell his dad and say, "Look, I have sinned against you and I've sinned against heaven and I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Just make me a servant. Let me in the house." And so he goes back to the father. The father sees him when he's afar off and runs off the porch. I always like to call it the porch. Anyway, took running and hugged his son, kissed his son. The boy begins to tell him this rehearsed little statement about how he sinned against heaven and his dad, and he's no longer worthy. And the dad cuts him off and just turns around and starts hollering at the servant, saying, "Bring me a new robe. Bring me some sandals. Bring me a ring to put on his hand, and let's kill that fatted calf, because we're going to celebrate. My son who was dead is now alive. My son who was lost is now found." All right, that's a great story. Now, I want to tell you, if you want to dig into some commentaries on a story, you can find them on that one, my friend. There has been so much psychoanalyzation of that story. And if you want to go deep, you can get as deep as you want to go with that one right there. And we're not going to do that necessarily. I do like to dig deeper. But so many have the question in their mind, was the boy representative of a Christian that had backslidden? Or was the boy representative of a staunch sinner that had never known the Lord and came to the Lord? Why don't we do this commercial right here real quick, and we'll get to it and talk about it. Hold on.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Okay, so the boy comes to himself. Now, if you've heard this preached at any time, they probably attributed this coming to himself as a state of repentance. Well, let's talk about that for just a second, okay? What did he say? He said, "I'm starving." He said, "My dad's got servants at his house that eat better than this. I can go back to my dad's house and get some food." And he concocted this little story that we talked about to go back. But did he truly repent? Let's look at what he did. Now, there are some that are of the school of thought that he really, really did the dad wrong, that in order to wish that his father or ask his father to give him his inheritance, that was basically as good as saying, "You know, I wish you were dead." He's saying, "I can't wait for you to die. Go on, give me my stuff now." Well, in Jewish culture in the first century, you'll have to understand that's not necessarily the case. It basically wasn't as wrong as a lot of people make it out to be. However, he still left the house. He still took what he had and went off in riotous living and wasted it and ended up under circumstances he had no control over and ended up starving and needed to get back to the house. Now, let me just put this in shoe leather. I've been the same place. Back, honey, when I was out in drugs, I knew I wasn't welcomed home at my home. My wife didn't put up with it, and she done pushed me out the door, told me don't come back. My mother didn't put up with it. However, my mother was a little more compassionate on me and hoping that by reaching out to me, she would be able to love me enough to turn me around. Now, I'm not saying it did or didn't work, whatever. Thank God I'm beyond that now, but I will say this, there was a time in my life when I was not ready to quit doing drugs, but there were times when I needed to get something to eat, take a bath. And I could come back home with these sob stories, and my mama would let me in. I could get a bath and get something to eat. But I was in no wise ready to repent. Metanoi. We've talked about this. Metanoi. It means to change your mind. It means to have a change, to make a decision and change and burn off the past and go a different direction. Let me read you something out of Matthew. If you want to turn there, Matthew chapter 27. This is the story after Judas Iscariot had betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You know that story, I'm sure. And now in verse 3, Matthew 27, verse 3 says, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. That word repented right there is not metanoi. It is metamelomia. I can't hardly say it right. Meta, M-E-T-A-M-E-L-O-M-I-A. But it really means to just have regret. It means that you wish you could just undo what's been done. Just like out there on those streets, there's times I go get the drugs and get all excited and have all the elation and all that stuff. But then after the horror of it began to play out in my life and the consequences began to play, I'd wish it never happened. I wish I could just change it back. But I wasn't at the point where I really wanted to repent. This boy was in that same shape. This is what I believe. He was hungry. He was falling prey to the consequences of his choices. And he knew, see, the Bible even says in that story, nobody would give him anything. Nobody would give him anything. He knew the only place he was going to get anything was if he'd get back to the house. And in getting back to the house, now we're going to talk about the champion of the story, and I got to hurry. So here comes the boy with his story. The father sees him afar off, takes off running, gets the boy, grabs him, kisses him. You know all that stuff. I got to move on. But the dad didn't even want to hear the story. The big story here, the real champion in the story, a lot of times we make it all about the boy. And yes, thank God the boy came home. You look at the first two parables about the lost sheep, the next parable about the lost coin. The Bible says there that angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner comes back to the Lord or one repents, truly repents. The story, however, is not as much about the boy as it is about the love of the Father who accepted him and brought him back. We could go as deep as you want to go into this whole thing, but I just want to focus in these last few seconds I've got of this program to tell you that the Father had compassion for that boy. The Father wanted to see him restored. I believe that Father had already forgiven him many, many days. I don't know how long the boy was gone, but I got a feeling it was a lot longer than it should have been. It probably might have been even years. We don't know. I can't tell you that. But for whatever it was, that father had already forgiven that boy. That father had already prepared himself to reinstate that boy back into the family and kill the fatted calf and celebrate his return many, many days, months, maybe even years before he ever saw him. This is the love of the Father for you. And I can't tell you if this story absolutely means this is a sinner or if this is a backslidden Christian. It really doesn't matter because the story is about returning to the Father's love. That's what it's really about. Folks, if you need to come home, I don't know if you're lost as a goose in the fog, you've never accepted Christ, or if you have accepted Christ and you've just been running. Either way, why don't you say, Father, I am tired and I'm coming home. That's what sin really has. It's a good, good driver. It'll drive you back to the Father's love. And that's what you need to do today. Just go on and come home. Quit all that striving. The Bible says, ye who labor and are heavy laden, come back. I give you rest. That's what you've been wanting. That's what you need. And he's ready to do it immediately right now. Just say this. Say, Father, I just need Jesus in my life. And I want him right now. If you said that, he's done that. And thank God you didn't wait another minute. Hey, we love you. Appreciate you coming to Saturate. Hey, call the station. Let them know you like it. We'll see you again. Same time, same place, folks. Bye-bye.